Well, good morning. Wake up, you dumb sluts.
Sweet Jesus.
707, Brock, Hunter, welcome to it.
Don't forget to lube up them cream of hamstrings.
God, it's so creepy. It's so weird. I hate that voice. I hate that voice. Anyway, we got to keep her moving. Let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. God, it's so creepy. It's so creepy. Well, big news coming out of the, the tech world, the consumer world, whatever, just the world in general.
World.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO of Amazon.
Really?
Too
much money?
I guess. I mean.
There's something behind it.
There's got to be. He's going to leave in the fall, and he's not going very far. He'll move into a new job as executive chair of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
it's not a sad day for Jeff, anybody. Anybody out there wondering, I wonder what happened. Here's what happened. It's something with money. So he's got to step down from CEO so he can divvy up his money somehow, some way, so he doesn't have to pay the $1 trillion in. You know, he doesn't pay any tax right now, but he's going to have to at some point, right?
Yeah. Whatever happens with, you know, the new policies put in place and, like, if you make over $400,000, your tax goes up and then it goes up exponentially after that. I don't know.
I always felt that was a move with him and his wife getting a divorce. Like, I really don't think they just did not like each other anymore. I think that was a financial move.
No.
I know she got half of it, you know, but...
No,
I don't know, man. Like, when do you get to that much money? Like, you're gonna have to start doing things to. I wish I could explain it more, but maybe I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, he's only like a few billion away from being an evil genius. You know what I mean?
Dr. Evil.
Like, yeah, it's.
He's already bald.
Yeah, he's bald. He's kind of creepy. Got that weird kind of evil guy vibe. I could see him becoming like a bad guy, like an evil guy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely an agenda behind this, so don't feel bad.
For sure. All those rich elite, man, they're living completely. They're going to Eyes Wide Shut style parties, all right? They're doing weird things with medicine. Yeah. They're
weird rich people, man.
Yeah.
Here's another Amazon story that I think came out just recently. Do you ever tip your Amazon delivery driver? Or there's a portion of, like, the website, I believe, you can tip?
No.
So Amazon is keeping all of that. They're not giving it to any of their drivers. And it's pissing a lot of people off because it just came out that they're not divvying up that money towards their workers. They're, like, using it for themselves.
Can I be honest? Why would you tip a driver for doing his job?
I mean, I don't know. But people do.
Yeah.
Because people have big hearts, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I care about people, but I'm not getting tips for doing my job.
Yeah. Maybe people feel bad. They're walking through the snow all day, you know. You're like, I mean, my wife will put out, like, snacks. I guess that's different than money, but.
Yeah, snacks are a little bit different. And I'm not knocking our drivers out there. Believe me, they're the lifeblood. Truck drivers and delivery drivers. They're out there working hard, but you also get a paycheck, you know. Yeah. If anybody wants to tip anybody, tip me, man. I'm broke, bitch. I'm broke.
No, we're terrible. We don't do a good job. They do. That's the difference.
That's true. They bring you good stuff. They bring you joy.
You know what a tip is, right? Yeah. It's here's extra money for doing a good job.
I mean, come on. Every once in a while, we say something funny.
Right,
every so often, like once a week, we'll get a good zinger in there. I don't know.
The only tip we're going to get is the tip of a fist right to the jaw.
Right there. That's it. Ah, that's a terrible tip. I don't know. But either way, Jeff Bezos stepping down. No more Bezos. As CEO. So someone else is going to become.
Donald Trump's going to step in.
Oh, jeez. There you go. There you go. Speaking of other big news from some more rich people, GM has announced they're going to be all electric by 2035.
Wow.
That's weird. That's only 14 years from now.
That's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, here's the thing. Yes, I love driving. I miss a stick. You don't even see a stick anymore, but nobody bitches about that. You know how awesome it was to drive a stick back in the day? You can't even find them anymore. Then it goes to that. Now it's going fully electric. 14 years. We're not going to have to drive. I can spin around and play cards with you on the way to Ann Arbor.
It's,
you know?
It's going to be very interesting. I've thought about this now because that means there's a good chance that by the time my daughter is driving, it'll mm-hmm. be all electric cars, or maybe she won't even have to get her driver's license.
No more driver's ed?
I mean, dude, that's nuts. That's crazy.
That's crazy. And, Brock, I'm telling you, I know you don't believe this, but in that time frame, too, those cars are going to be hovering. They're going to be flying, too.
They're not.
Some of them will be anyway.
No, I don't. See, I don't buy that. I don't think we're at that point yet. I don't think so. You and I have had this discussion many times on flying cars and hovering cars because I don't see a need for it. I don't see a need for it. You know,
once you do it, once it happens, you get in one of those things. You're like, okay, I get it.
Look, if we don't have hoverboards yet, there ain't no way we're having hover cars. Okay, give me a hoverboard first, you sons of bitches. It was supposed to happen. All right, we should have had them by now. Bunch of BS, man.
That's harder to make than it is to make a propelled vehicle.
I don't think so. You know, why can't we just all, why can't we all go to a fan boats? Can't we do that? I'll drive a fan boat all day long,
I'm on board with that. That's awesome.
I want to be like Burt Reynolds and Gator, all right? I want to get in a fan boat. I want to cruise around, man.
Those things haul ass, too, and they can go over anything.
Anything, right? That's the original hovercraft is a fan boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll see. But, yeah, big news out of GM there.
I want one of those ones in the movie Sergeant Bilko. Remember that old movie with Steve Martin?
Oh, yeah.
And he's got the huge hover tank. Is that what it was, a hover tank?
Something like that. So stupid. I was watching this ice fishing video the other day on YouTube, and this guy over in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, has this custom-made one, and he takes his fan boat so he can get past the bad ice to get to the good ice. And I'm like, this guy figured it out,
this
man.
This guy's awesome.
He can go fish wherever he wants, man. That's really what I want. So, but
I'm surprised you don't see more of those around here, a fan boat, you know?
I don't know. Yeah. Can your dad build us one?
He wants to build one.
The plan he's talked fan about.
Boat? What if he built one and we gave it away for Screaming Yellow Summer? How about
that?
That'd be
nuts. That's how someone would die with our prize, okay? We've already given away some dangerous things. But I can see your dad throwing a Hemi on a fan boat, and that's like someone's just going to end up like going up to the moon in that thing. It'd be crazy.
Winner sticks his finger in the fan off the bat.
Oh, is this thing on? Yes, it's on.
Luke, I am your father.
That's from Star Wars. Lastly, dude, I remember seeing the story, and it finally popped up on our prep, and I was like, oh, good, this is what I want to talk about. So apparently books, actual hard copies, are selling out like crazy all over the web. The reason being, people are using them in their backgrounds for their Zoom videos. So people, in an effort, it's not like they're reading these books. They're literally just buying books to have in their background to make them seem smarter in their home libraries. I'm not making this up, okay?
Dude, that's awesome.
So instead of green screening something, no, people are buying up books to put on their shelves so when they do their Zoom meetings, they seem smarter and more educated. Are you kidding me?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start painting things gold and just putting it in the background. My God, this guy lives on a throne.
This is insane.
Look at his background. It's like he found a gold treasure somewhere.
Folks, here's what's going to happen, too. Here's the funny thing, is that people aren't going to look close enough to the books that they're getting. That's what I see happening, is that everyone's just going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll just take, just give me, like, the 50, 60 books. They're going to end up having, like, Mein Kampf written by Hitler on there. They're going to have, you know, all these horrible books. They're going to have the Night Stalker memoir up on there.
Oh, God.
Like, hey, John, what books you got on your shelf there, buddy? Oh, it's just some light reading that I do. Mm. Okay, we're going to have a talk about
that. I can see Boss Man Bill during our next Zoom meeting, like, Hunter, I see you got some new books back there. You look looking pretty smart.
Is that...
are those goosebumps? Goosebumps?
Is that
goosebumps?
A beginner's guide to BDSM? Hunter, what the hell is on your bookshelf? What are you doing?
Yeah, I Spy book back there. Where's Waldo? I Spy. Boxcar Children. That's a good one.
I haven't actually. That's hard to beat a good Boxcar Children book.
Don't they have like eight of them?
It's easy reading, man. It's easy reading. Isn't there one like the Boxcar Children and the Hobo? Like, isn't there?
One? Right. It's just starting to make stuff up at the end. I might do this, though, Brock. Can you buy just, like, blank books?
I'm sure you can. Here's the other thing. I bet you there's going to be a boom in a market of just, like, fake book, what do you call them? Like, it just it'll be a line of books that are, like, glued together, but there's no pages. It's just like a fake, false book. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's interesting.
I just throw a stack of Playboys up behind me. That's all I do right there.
Jenny McCarthy.
Some
all right.
Hustler magazines on my shelf. I'm not trying to fool anybody. You know exactly what you're getting. Anyway, so there you go. That is your morning dump. We're going to be back. Stick around.
The morning dump.